introduction to explore the Grand Canyon. Standing at Mather Point, the vantage point from which most people first glimpse the Grand Canyon, you can just pick out a small stretch of the Colorado River. The straight line distance from Mather Point to that visible piece of river is nearly 3 miles, and the shortest linear distance from the North Rim to Mather Point is over 8 miles. How did that slender stream hollow out such a broad basin? The clues lie in the canyon's walls themselves. The distinctive layers of rock that line the walls of Grand Canyon range in age from 250 million to nearly 2 billion years. Most of what we know about the canyon's formation and about many other geological principles comes from meticulous study and interpretation of these rock strata. The huge rock sheets exposed here chronicle the rise and fall of ancient seas, volcanoes, muddy marshes, vast sand dune deserts, and mountains as high as the Himalayas. A vertical mile below the crowded South Rim visitors area and lodges, the stream that appeared to quietly thread its way along the canyon's floors becomes a temperamental tyrant. For long stretches, the broad river, often more than 100 yards across, rolls serenely and steadily between walls of polished rock and occasional sandy beaches, suddenly roaring to life in a thundering rapid. Among the most popular of riverside attractions within the Grand Canyon are the many side streams, springs, and waterfalls that spill from side canyons and ledges throughout the canyon's length. Some of the largest falls plunge over 200 feet, and others cascade over stacked boulders, splashing into one clear pool after another. For the most intimate experience of the canyon, many people choose to hike one of the many maintained backcountry trails. Among the most popular and well-known are the famous Bright Angel Trail and the scenic South Kaibab Trail. Like the thousands of people who run the river each year, hikers get to enjoy the spectacles and secret grottos hidden within the many side canyons. A variety of wildlife inhabits the canyon. Large black ravens skim along beside the canyon walls, riding updrafts. The ravens appear throughout the canyon and are most often heard crowing near the rims as well as deep below the inner gorge. The most common mammals and those most likely to make daytime appearances are the mule deer and bighorn sheep. By day, wrens and swallows skim the river. By night, bats flit from wall to wall, chirping high-pitched sonar pulses at grasshoppers and moths. Coyotes hunt mice, while mischievous ring-tailed cats, close relatives of the raccoon, snoop for snacks in the camps of unwary hikers and boating parties. Humans, too, have occupied the Grand Canyon for millennia, both along and below the rims. Mysterious artifacts found in some of the canyon's limestone caves date back as much as 4,000 years. Later prehistoric occupants, the people known by modern tribes as Anasazi, or Old Ones, left behind stone tools, arrow points, pottery, and even baskets preserved by the dry climate. Archaeologists and hikers have discovered more than 1,000 ancient dwelling sites within the canyon, and many more lay buried beneath tons of sand and gravel that washes and blows in from the slopes and ledges above. Each view of the Grand Canyon is unique. Whether you visit by road, river, or trail, you cannot help but come away with more questions than answers. The scale here is so large, it's easy to overlook the details. Keep your eyes open